I have in the studio Dr. Ruby Lathan. In the next segment, she's going to talk about some health strategies and how to go into 2018 doing it the right way. But before that, I had a talk with Baby New Year, and Baby New Year gave me some advice.
Yeah.
He said, these folks just going to fool with these resolutions. So let me tell them how to do it right.
Okay.
Okay, so I called up Baby New Year. First of all, he got on my case. He said, look, don't you know that people don't call anymore? Where's your daggone Twitter account? So Baby New Year had a little attitude to begin with. So
okay.
So anyway, we got past that. He said, look, people are screwing up these New Year resolutions. So let Baby New Year give some advice on how to make your resolutions more effective.
All right.
Well, his first one was, the Baby New Year is not a genie. It's not like genie where you rub and make a wish. That's right. Not quite the way it works. He says, so get off that. Then the second thing he said, it's a resolution, not a prayer. And I'm sure some of you all have seen that. You get around the table, you're eating your turkey or your ham, whatever you do around, and they start confusing resolutions and prayers.
And hopes, right?
Yeah.
So you're like wishing and praying that something happens.
It gets confusing. I think they're confusing Baby New Year with Baby Jesus. So, what can you expect? I mean, they're born around the same time, about a week apart, according to the folklore. But anyway, so it's a resolution, not a prayer. So learn the difference. Baby New Year says, be reasonable in your resolutions.
Right.
Okay, now if you're busting tables at McDonald's, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Don't expect to be the CEO by the end of the year. There's a few steps in between. So you got to make take some steps to get to that goal. So be reasonable in your resolutions. That's not me now, Dr. Rube. This is Baby New Year.
All right.
Now, Baby New Year also said, if it hasn't happened in the last 30 years, it's probably not going to happen this year either.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, Baby New Year said, look, you've been making the same resolution for the last 30 years.
Okay, true. Now, if you do what you did last year and the year before and the year before, then true.
You've got to do something different, right?
You have to do something different.
Okay, well, let's add an asterisk beside it.
Yeah, okay.
It might can happen, but you got to do something different. You can't do the same thing you've done for 30 years. Okay,
exactly.
All right, Baby New Year, we got an asterisk beside that one.
Right.
Now, Baby New Year, now he said this. I think he had a little problem with some of the folks. He said, make sure it's legal. Okay.
Oh, well.
We ain't going to get into that.
Of course. Unless next year's resolution is to get out of jail.
Right. So, we assume that's a given, but I don't know.
Right.
Baby New Year felt he needed to do that one in.
He needs to say that. Okay.
Now, Baby New Year said also, there's some things you just can't control that are beyond your control. So you can't sit here and say, look, I'm going to make a resolution to have a new president by March.
Okay, right.
It
needs to pertain to yourself.
Right? There you go. It's got
things
to be
you have influence over.
Things that you can control yourself. That you can't control. I mean, you can vote and go out here and make some yard signs, but that's probably not going to make a big difference. Baby New Year also said it should not include revenge. I wonder why he threw that in there.
Well, that's true, because, you don't want to put out negative energy.
Amen. I give Baby New Year thumbs up on that one. Baby New Year said, be specific. You can't just say, I plan to be a better person in 2018.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That is so relative.
It's like what is measured is what improves and changes.
Right.
So you have to have some benchmarks.
Got to have some benchmarks. You can't be just generous. Hey, I plan to be rich in 2018. You can't do that. You got to set some realistic goals.
What number is that? Right.
There you go. Now, I don't know why Baby New Year threw this one in here, but I'm going to put it out here anyway. He said, resist the urge to re-gift all your Christmas gifts.
Really?
And give them out as birthday gifts throughout the year.
And
you laughing like we have a witness over. You're not re-gifting them.
I have been known to re-gift a few things.
Baby New Year said, don't do it.
I mean, I'm like, let the gift keep on giving. It's better than throwing it away. And if it's not something you can return, as long as it's not a terrible gift. I mean, you really want to.
I stepped on a toe there.
Yeah. I've been known to re-gift things that I can't use.
Yeah.
And so if it's just going to sit there forever and a day, I will admit. So I eat pretty healthy. Somebody gave me a gift card to a restaurant.
Right.
None of these restaurants would I ever eat at. So I re-gifted it.
Hold that thought there, Dr. Ruby. Okay. Baby New Year is giving us some tips. Folks, you listen to The Marketing Pulpit. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Ruby about some of the health things we should be doing in 2018. And we're going to talk about a summit coming up January 27. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. We'll be right back after the break.
We give thanks to the old for achieving their goal. It is now up to us, and we know we must.
WOL Washington,
WFM 959.
Baby New Year, he's over here giving me a hard time. Now, he left me one more note here, Dr. Ruby.
Yeah? Okay, what was that?
I don't know why he threw that in there. He said, in 2018, if somebody calls you accidentally, you know how people, like, he called it butt dial somebody?
Yeah.
He said, don't be just listening to a conversation. Hang up the phone, because a lot of things are going on. People are talking about stuff they didn't mean to say. He also said, as a corollary to that, like, you know, sometimes you're talking to somebody and you say goodbye, but they don't really
hang up.
That's when they really say what they mean about you.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe New Year's, they don't do that.
I'm
Dr.
a little
Ruby.
Nosy, so I probably
I bet you be listening. No.
I would be listening. I'm sorry.
Get you a bag of popcorn.
Yep. But now after a while, I'm like, can we just hang up?
If you're here in dead air, you know, of course you're going to hang up. All of a sudden, and they start talking about you.
Oh, I'm listening.
Hey, wait a minute. Said all these nice things while you're on the phone, right? Baby New Year, so don't do that in
2018. I don't know about that. I like to know.
We have a caller on the phone. Welcome to the show, William.
Hello, Robert.
Hey,
Dr. William. Ruby.
Hey.
How are you all today? Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. I was just here listening to the show's great show and Dr. Ruby.